ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。回答用紙を開いて受験番号を記入してください。このテストは問題1から問題4まであります。問題文は2回読まれます。最初に例題を聞いてください。例題。
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Where are they?
答えは4です。テストを始めますので、問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。答えは回答用紙に番号で記入してください。それでは問題を聞いてください。問題1。問題1はナンバー1からナンバー5までの5問です。それぞれの設問について短い対話を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one. Would you mind passing me the salt, please?
Okay, but don't add too much. Remember what Dr. Johnson told you last week.
Repeat.
Number one. Would you mind passing me the salt, please?
Okay, but don't add too much. Remember what Dr. Johnson told you last week.
Number one. What is the woman implying? Number two.
Are you borrowing all of these books?
Yes.
Let's see. It looks like you have 7 books here. Unfortunately, you can check out only 5 books at a time.
I see. Okay, I'll take these 2 books back.
Okay. And these 5 books will be due in 6 weeks.
Repeat.
Number 2.
Are you borrowing all of these books?
Yes.
Let's see. It looks like you have 7 books here. Unfortunately, you can check out only 5 books at a time.
I see. Okay, I'll take these 2 books back.
Okay. And these 5 books will be due in 6 weeks.
Number 2. What's the problem?
Number 3.
Is that what you're going to wear to the graduation ceremony?
Yes. Why? This is my favorite shirt, and I just bought these shoes.
Well, it's just that all of my professors are going to be there, and people usually dress up at these events.
Repeat.
Number 3.
Is that what you're going to wear to the graduation ceremony?
Yes. Why?This is my favorite shirt, and I just bought these shoes.
Well, it's just that all of my professors are going to be there, and people usually dress up at these events.
Number 3. What is the woman implying?
Number 4. I heard that you joined a jogging club.
Yeah.We jog along the river every morning. You should join us.
I would, but I hurt my knee. It's been killing me.
Repeat.
Number 4. I heard that you joined a jogging club.
Yeah. We jog along the river every morning. You should join us.
I would, but I hurt my knee. It's been killing me. Number 4.Why doesn't the man agree to join the club? Number 5.
Oh, hey, look, it's a rental shop. Should we rent bikes and go for a little ride?
Good idea. Let's each get our own bike and pedal around the park.
Sounds good. I could use a little exercise after that big lunch.
Repeat.
Number 5.
Oh, hey, look, it's a rental shop. Should we rent bikes and go for a little ride?
Good idea. Let's each get our own bike and pedal around the park.
Sounds good. I could use a little exercise after that big lunch.
Number 5. Which picture best describes what the man and woman will do next?
これで問題1は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題2。問題2はナンバー1とナンバー2の長い対話についてそれぞれ1から3の3つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one.
Check this out. I got this new exercise app, which tells me how far I've gone and how many calories I've burned.
You better think twice about that. I don't trust those apps.
The reviews are 5 stars. They say it's accurate.
Don't you know that those things aren't safe?
I checked that too, and there are no viruses. The software maker is reputable.
What I mean is, you give away all your private information to companies, like where you go and what you do.
I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
Really? Don't you know that marketers use the information to control you? They want you to buy their products.
I know that.But I don't care. Don't you know that privacy is dead?
Repeat.
Number 1.
Check this out. I got this new exercise app, which tells me how far I've gone and how many calories I've burned.
You better think twice about that. I don't trust those apps.
The reviews are 5 stars. They say it's accurate.
Don't you know that those things aren't safe?
I checked that too, and there are no viruses. The software maker is reputable.
What I mean is, you give away all your private information to companies, like where you go and what you do.
I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
Really? Don't you know that marketers use the information to control you? They want you to buy their products.
I know that, but I don't care.Don't you know that privacy is dead?
Number 2.
Hello, I'm calling about the job announcement that was posted on your website recently. I'm wondering if it's still available.
Which position are you interested in? There are several available.
Oh, sorry. I'm interested in the sales position in your advertising department. I have some experience in sales, so I think I'd be suitable for it.
We haven't filled that position yet, so you're welcome to apply. But just so you know, that position is only available at our London office. Would that be a problem for you?
No, not at all. I've never been outside North America, and I've always wanted to go to the UK. I don't really like the rain, but I'm sure I'd get used to it pretty quickly.
I should warn you that we have already received a lot of applications for this position.In spite of its relatively low salary. So, before you apply, keep in mind that the position requires that you have at least 5 years' experience in a sales-related field and that you're willing to travel as part of the job. Do you meet these requirements?
Actually, no. I've got the experience, but I'm not willing to travel for work because I've got two kids to look after. Thanks anyway for your time.
Repeat.
Number 2.
Hello, I'm calling about the job announcement that was posted on your website recently. I'm wondering if it's still available.
Which position are you interested in? There are several available.
Oh, sorry. I'm interested in the sales position in your advertising department. I have some experience in sales, so I think I'd be suitable for it.
We haven't filled that position yet, so you're welcome to apply. But just so you know, that position is only available at our London office. Would that be a problem for you?
No, not at all. I've never been outside North America, and I've always wanted to go to the UK. I don't really like the rain, but I'm sure I'd get used to it pretty quickly.
I should warn you that we have already received a lot of applications for this position, in spite of its relatively low salary. So, before you apply, keep in mind that the position requires that you have at least 5 years' experience in a sales-related field, and that you're willing to travel as part of the job. Do you meet these requirements?
Actually, no. I've got the experience, but I'm not willing to travel for work because I've got two kids to look after. Thanks anyway for your time.
これで問題には終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題3。問題3はナンバー1からナンバー3までの3問です。それぞれの設問について英文を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one.
Every summer, countless dogs needlessly die from heat stroke in their owners' cars. One reason for this is that cars magnify heat. On a 20-degree day, the temperature on the inside of a parked car can climb to 30 or 35 degrees in minutes.Making matters worse, dogs have a hard time controlling their body temperature. Humans can cool down by sweating, but dogs can do this only by panting. For this reason, it's better to leave your dog at home when you go shopping. And if you see a dog inside a hot car, you should call your local police department immediately.
Repeat.
Number one.
Every summer, countless dogs needlessly die from heat stroke in their owners' cars. One reason for this is that cars magnify heat. On a 20-degree day, the temperature on the inside of a parked car can climb to 30 or 35 degrees in minutes. Making matters worse, dogs have a hard time controlling their body temperature.Humans can cool down by sweating, but dogs can do this only by panting. For this reason, it's better to leave your dog at home when you go shopping. And if you see a dog inside a hot car, you should call your local police department immediately.
Number one.
According to the passage, which of the following is responsible for the deaths of many dogs during the summer?Number two.
Getting old affects the human body in many ways. One thing that happens to all of us as we age is muscle loss. Experts find muscle loss starts as early as 30 years of age. They have found one thing. Being inactive, such as slowing down, sitting too long, or not exercising enough, can speed up the process. But there is good news. It is never too late to start strength training. Simply put, strength training is any activity that makes one's muscles stronger, like lifting weights or doing push-ups and sit-ups. Strength training not only slows muscle loss, it also helps manage body weight by burning fat. It can also enhance quality of life by improving one's balance. This, in turn, reduces the risk of falling and getting injured. Generally, strength training improves one's ability to do daily physical activities.
Repeat.
Number 2.
Getting old affects the human body in many ways. One thing that happens to all of us as we age is muscle loss. Experts find muscle loss starts as early as 30 years of age. They have found one thing: being inactive, such as slowing down, sitting too long, or not exercising enough, can speed up the process. But there is good news. It is never too late to start strength training. Simply put, strength training is any activity that makes one's muscles stronger, like lifting weights or doing push-ups and sit-ups. Strength training not only slows muscle loss, it also helps manage body weight by burning fat. It can also enhance quality of life by improving one's balance. This, in turn, reduces the risk of falling and getting injured. Generally, strength training improves one's ability to do daily physical activities.
Number 2. According to the passage, what is the effect of strength training on older adults?
Number 3.
There is a common misunderstanding that it is relatively easy for parents to raise a bilingual child if each parent speaks a different language in the home. This is often described as the one-person, one-language approach. Many people believe that young children's brains are like sponges that simply absorb the two languages that they hear spoken at home, and this will naturally lead to the child speaking both languages fluently when he or she grows up. While constant exposure helps, mere exposure to two languages is not enough to build fluency. Quantity of exposure is, of course, important, but the real key to becoming bilingual is the quality of exposure. This means both parents must actively engage with the child through conversation, games, reading books, or other activities to make real progress.
Repeat.
Number 3.
There is a common misunderstanding that it is relatively easy for parents to raise a bilingual child if each parent speaks a different language in the home. This is often described as the one-person, one-language approach. Many people believe that young children's brains are like sponges that simply absorb the two languages that they hear spoken at home, and this will naturally lead to the child speaking both languages fluently when he or she grows up. While constant exposure helps, mere exposure to two languages is not enough to build fluency. Quantity of exposure is, of course, important, but the real key to becoming bilingual is the quality of exposure. This means both parents must actively engage with the child through conversation, games, reading books, or other activities to make real progress.
Number 3. What is the speaker's main point regarding raising a bilingual child?
これで問題3は終わりです。では、次のページを開いてください。問題4。 問題4は長い英文の途中4箇所で、ナンバーワンからナンバーフォーまで4つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして、最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
I would like to tell you how I set about learning a new language. Let's say that I wish to learn to speak a zillion. Of course, there isn't any such language. I just made it up. But it'll serve as an example. First, I buy an a zillion textbook that has exercises. I prefer one that has answers in the back. I go through the lessons and do all the written exercises in sequence as they come in the book. Then I look up the correct answers and write them beside my own incorrect answers. I lightly scold myself for any errors and then quickly forgive myself. This is important. Mistakes, after all, are part of the learning process.
Number one, what is the speaker's attitude towards errors during the language learning process?
But I get tired of studying just textbooks, so right from the outset, I start reading a zillion short stories. If I get lucky, there will be simplified stories available. These stories have been rewritten so that they're shorter and use only simple vocabulary. If these aren't available, I just find any work of fiction that looks interesting. I always buy two books. This increases the chance that at least one will be easy enough for me to understand. I start on the easier book immediately. At first, I don't look up words, but instead just try to understand unknown words based on context. Only after a second or third reading do I start to look up words that I don't know. Even then, I don't look up each and every one. To go from half understanding what I read to complete comprehension is an exciting part of the learning process.
Number two, how does the speaker learn words from reading?
Of course, textbooks and reading do not help us develop our listening skills. And they also don't give us a sense of pronunciation. So at the very beginning of my language study, I set aside some time for looking for examples of a zillion on YouTube. News generally reflects the most important international events of the day. For this reason, the international news broadcast in a zillion is probably the same as the international news broadcast in my language. So, I always listen to the news in my own mother tongue as well. This helps me guess the meaning of words that I hear in the a zillion news. If an unknown word comes up along the way, I write it down in a notebook. And then, after the broadcast, I look it up immediately in a dictionary.
Number three. Why does the speaker listen to news in her mother tongue?
Then, not immediately, but after a day or two, I look at the words I've recorded in my notebook. I go through my notebook and test myself to make sure that I know all the words. And then, from time to time, I'll reread the a zillion books and listen again to the YouTube broadcasts. This is important to make sure that I don't forget the words. Of course, I'll also try to find a teacher who speaks a zillion. My first choice would be a professional language instructor with lots of teaching experience. If I couldn't find one, I tried to at least find a native Azilian student who was staying in my country on a scholarship. I confess that I prefer to be taught by a woman. As a woman, I just find it easier to chat with other women. I also know that in some languages, women and men speak differently or use different expressions. So I think it's better to learn from a woman.
Number 4. In an ideal situation, what kind of teacher would the speaker choose?
Repeat.
I would like to tell you how I set about learning a new language. Let's say that I wish to learn to speak Azilian. Of course, there isn't any such language. I just made it up. But it'll serve as an example. First, I buy an Azilian textbook that has exercises. I prefer one that has answers in the back. I go through the lessons and do all the written exercises in sequence as they come in the book. Then I look up the correct answers and write them beside my own incorrect answers. I lightly scold myself for any errors and then quickly forgive myself. This is important. Mistakes, after all, are part of the learning process.
Number 1. What is the speaker's attitude towards errors during the language learning process?
But I get tired of studying just textbooks. So right from the outset, I start reading Azilian short stories. If I get lucky, there will be simplified stories available. These stories have been rewritten so that they're shorter and use only simple vocabulary. If these aren't available, I just find any work of fiction that looks interesting. I always buy 2 books. This increases the chance that at least one will be easy enough for me to understand. I start on the easier book immediately. At first, I don't look up words, but instead just try to understand unknown words based on context. Only after a second or third reading do I start to look up words that I don't know. Even then, I don't look up each and every one. To go from half understanding what I read to complete comprehension is an exciting part of the learning process.
Number 2. How does the speaker learn words from reading?
Of course, textbooks and reading do not help us develop our listening skills, and they also don't give us a sense of pronunciation. So at the very beginning of my language study, I set aside some time for looking for examples of Azilian on YouTube. News generally reflects the most important international events of the day. For this reason, the international news broadcast in Azilian is probably the same as the international news broadcast in my language. So, I always listen to the news in my own mother tongue as well. This helps me guess the meaning of words that I hear in the Azilian news. If an unknown word comes up along the way, I write it down in a notebook. And then, after the broadcast, I look it up immediately in a dictionary.
Number 3. Why does the speaker listen to news in her mother tongue?
Then, not immediately, but after a day or two, I look at the words I've recorded in my notebook. I go through my notebook and test myself to make sure that I know all the words. And then, from time to time, I'll reread the Azillion books and listen again to the YouTube broadcasts. This is important to make sure that I don't forget the words. Of course, I'll also try to find a teacher who speaks Azillion. My first choice would be a professional language instructor with lots of teaching experience. If I couldn't find one, I'd try to at least find a native Azillion student who was staying in my country on a scholarship. I confess that I prefer to be taught by a woman. As a woman, I just find it easier to chat with other women. I also know that in some languages, women and men speak differently or use different expressions. So I think it's better to learn from a woman.
Number 4. In an ideal situation, what kind of teacher would the speaker choose?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。